Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been reading a lot about the health of Angelo Agresi, and I'm very, very pleased to welcome on to the show Daniel Witz from Witz Inc. Attorneys, just to get an update in terms of his health. And not only that, is what the implications are of poor health. What does that mean in terms of the future of some of these cases? Daniel, thanks for taking the time to chat to us. Good morning.
Hi, thank you for having me on the show.
So you are Angelo Agresi's attorney?
I am. I have been since the start of state capture.
All right. It must be a fascinating area of law to be involved in. What type of law do you practice generally?
Well, surprisingly, I actually started off in commercial law and the commercialization of intellectual property. And then I just kind of found my way into criminal law. My father's been an advocate specializing in criminal law for over 34 years, so I suppose it's in the blood.
All right, okay. So, yes, you couldn't get away from it. It's a DNA thing, really.
As much as I tried.
All right, this has got to be a completely fascinating area. And I know that my brief encounter with Angelo Agresi, he came into studio. It wasn't on my show. It was, I think, the first interview. It might even have been the only interview, but I could be wrong on that. It was certainly the first interview that he had in the public space. And I was so conflicted. I was drawn to him because of the fact that he was speaking out, but I was also repulsed by it. There were so many conflicting emotions for me around it. I can imagine, as a criminal attorney, this is you deal with this every single day of your life.
I do. It's quite fascinating. I mean, especially the range of clients. I've been involved in high-profile murder cases, attempted murder cases, high-profile corruption cases. I've represented quite a few whistleblowers, both in Parliament and at state capture, where they weren't implicit at all. They just saw the ongoings at certain companies that most South Africans wouldn't even know existed until state capture. And I've represented people who have said, look, I was part of this, but I've decided to come clean for whatever reason, whatever risks I have to take on. I feel I need to do this. And it's definitely a fascinating area of the law.
Absolutely. It really must be. All right. Let's just talk about Angelo Agresi. What is his medical status at the moment?
Well, he suffered an episode of cardiac arrest 2 days ago in the early hours of the morning, or yesterday morning at least. And he has been touch and go, for lack of a better term, for quite a while since he was admitted into a public hospital and thereafter a private hospital. He was for the first time stable last night, so we take that as a good sign, as in no news is good news at this stage. But he's still definitely not out of the woods and in a very serious condition.
Yeah, it's incredible. And no, I mean, this is a heart attack. No foul play suspected here at all.
We definitely don't want to speculate. I won't lie to you and say we are not investigating all avenues. But at this stage, we don't want to speculate. As we said to the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court, where he was denied bail, Mr. Agresi had numerous underlying comorbidities and health issues. South Africa saw that he was on a portable oxygen tank when he walked into court. Yes. That most definitely is. The narrative wasn't a prop. It was real. He was hospitalized a few weeks ago. He has previously suffered from heart issues, where he had to go into emergency surgery a few years ago just before he turned to state capture and decided to change his life. So at the moment, we're looking into all avenues, but our main concern is just his full recovery and health.
Right. And what happens now? Let's play it out in either direction. Obviously, hopefully he recovers. He makes a full recovery, or certainly enough of a recovery to be able to testify. That's one route. What happens if he doesn't?
It's obviously not something we want to think about. However, it is a reality. And the reality is if he doesn't recover, and we really hope he does, numerous cases that are either being investigated, currently being opened, or currently being prosecuted are going to take a huge are going to be severely prejudiced. In fact, some individuals might even get acquittals because if Angelo is not able to give evidence. And the most interesting part, and a lot of people have said, oh, well, he didn't disclose his offshore assets to the court. So what does it mean that he's not lying about everything else? In fact, every bit of evidence he's given at state capture has been vetted and tested and proven to be correct by the state capture investigators. So he's got crucial evidence.
So just explain to me, a layperson in this regard, if he's given evidence to the state capture inquiry and that evidence has been vetted, is there still a need, should it now go further, in terms of prosecuting perhaps some of the individuals named or involved in corruption? Is his evidence still needed in the same way, or can they rely on the evidence presented at the state capture inquiry?
It's definitely still needed. Remember, state capture it is a commission, but it's not a court where evidence can be tested. Yes, it can be investigated and cross-examined, but anyone who's prosecuted or at least warned to appear in court to test their evidence in a court of law, be it a criminal court or a civil court, has a right, it's called audi alterum partem, to have their side heard. And if they don't have the right to cross-examine Angelo, Mr. Agrizi, and have his evidence tested and thereafter for it to be proven right, it doesn't carry the same weight as it would be on an affidavit or a document or on recorded testimony.
So in other words, it almost really, the value is that it points them in the right direction. It says it for what it is or what he says it is, but it can't be used specifically because there isn't the right or the ability to interrogate those facts.
Exactly. And whoever raises those facts, the other side, you're innocent until proven guilty in terms of our constitution. They have a right to test the person who's raising the allegations.
Right, right. And from your position as well, as his attorney, a criminal attorney, should he pass away or should he not be able, does it work in the same way that you represent his estate or do you almost step aside and now this becomes something that is more about the case itself?
It will become more about the case itself. As I said, if the man is not there to give the evidence and have his evidence tested, the state capture and the criminal courts and the prosecutors wouldn't have much value in his estate. That's more of a family-related affair,
right?
Because the man's not there to investigate and discuss the matters with anymore.
Right, and therefore wouldn't even require a criminal attorney. So,
no.
Have you developed a relationship with him, a personal relationship with him?
I try not to develop a personal relationship with any of my clients because I've learned some hard lessons in life throughout my career that once the work's finished, the clients wouldn't even acknowledge you in their presence. Yeah. Maybe it's because they don't want to bring up the past, which is why you're involved in the first place.
I think that's true of a lot of people that assist people through difficult times. You become, in effect, a reminder of those terrible times and almost a sense of embarrassment around it. So therefore you probably don't want to connect with that person again.
Definitely. But I must say, Angelo is one of the most unique characters I've ever met. As I said, not only me, South Africa didn't know about Bosasa and African Global before him. And he's definitely one of the most charismatic, driven people I've ever met and definitely very charming.
Very.
And, I can't say we've developed a personal relationship, but it's a working relationship. Yes. But I do respect the man and I respect what he's done. And I hope, please God, he recovers and he respects the work that I'm doing for him.
Absolutely. Daniel Witz of Witz Inc. Attorneys, that he is Angelo Agrizi's criminal attorney. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us and speaking so openly. It really does give us such a fascinating insight into some of the nuances and some of the things that are taking place. I wish you all the luck with this. Time is 8:20.